Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, podcast and content coach, Passage to Profit co-host, and CMO at Gearhart Law.
That's a big list. Welcome to Passage to Profit, everybody, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys.
Our special guest, Joseph Varghese. And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So, Joseph Varghese with SuccessCircles.com. Do you have a secret you can share?
I have many secrets. So, beyond what was shared before about gamification, having fun, enjoying the journey, the big secret that I embrace is know your zone of genius. We all have a unique zone of genius. You can test these things out easily. You can ask AI based on your interactions. What it'll tell you, you can do a disk test. Once you know your zone, you step into it and find a way to leverage everything else. Find other people too who can help you with that. I'm an extrovert. So in 2002, after leaving the corporate world, I won the lottery for the marathon in New York City. There's something about the experience of running across boroughs, the energy, which is so extraordinary, energetic. It sparked every step of the way. But something in that, I did a Myers-Briggs test afterwards. I'm an extrovert. So I've designed my life in a way where it's in alignment of like embracing somebody who's an extrovert as far as speaking, even being here as an example. Mm-hmm. So once you know your strengths, note that down and find every way possible to build a team to help you with everything else. When you do that, your business will go into a state of flow because you'll be happier, you'll be more content, and you can also leverage AI if need be to that for that purpose. You can have AI help you fixing or resolving all those other open loops, things that stress you out. Don't make it difficult. Know your strengths and play toward your strengths.
Excellent. Thank you. Jen Rulon with JenRulon.com.
You know what I'm going to say is movement.
Yeah.
You have to take care of yourself, because if you're the entrepreneur, the mom, the dad, the whatever, the brother, the sister, or maybe you're a caregiver or a caretaker, right? You have to take care of yourself. So whether you stand up, I mean, as we know, sitting is the new smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we have to focus on. Like, I would rather have you stand at your desk, or I'd rather have you go out and walk 10 minutes in the grass, or walk 10 minutes just to get out, get the air, get the energy. So I'm not going to ask you to do an Ironman. I'm not going to do that at all. But I will ask you to make sure you move that body every day.
Yeah, that's great. Elise Frankel with theclutcherpillow.com. What's your secret?
Yes. So the secret that we have to share, I'll have to say, to really develop a routine before you start your day as an entrepreneur. Because otherwise, there's too much noise. And how do you block that noise out to be able to focus and to really be able to be productive, to where you can work 6 hours a day and be productive instead of working or sitting at your desk for 12 hours and being productive for only two? Mm-hmm. So when you set your day, you can develop a routine. It could be to go for a run before you sit on a desk. It could be meditation before you actually open your computer or laptop. It could be anything that really sets your mind, and you can set your mind to what you want to do that day and what's going to be next by the time you end your day.
That's
and to really be able to be productive.
That's a great one, too. Yes. Richard Gearhart with GearhartLaw.com. What's your secret?
Well, my secret is that none of us really know what we're doing, but we look cool on LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah, my picture's from like 20 years ago.
No, but seriously, uncertainty is part of the whole thing about being an entrepreneur. You're never really sure about what's coming up next or what you're doing is right. But I think if you established a good direction, then opportunities and people will come to you. So stay focused on finding the right direction.
Very good. And mine is going to be always have a backup. So last night, Joseph was kind enough to come and speak at the podcast and YouTube creators community meetup that I hold with Sonia Satra. And we recorded on Zoom, and then we make that recording available to everybody. So we had Zoom set up. It started recording. We checked it. It was recording. But Joseph said to me, Elizabeth, I have this little recorder here that would get the audio. Do you mind if I use that? I'm like, oh, no, I'm happy with that. He's like, yeah, I find it's always good to have a backup. You know, I'm an engineer. So you know what's going to happen here, don't you all?
Murphy's Law.
Yeah. So, of course, Zoom recorded for like 3.5 minutes and decided it was done for the day. I don't have any idea why, because it's never happened
before.
But you
have the backup recording.
But we have Joseph's recording. So we don't have video, but there are ways to take an audio recording and put images with it. So you can still put it on YouTube and have it be there. So
spoken like a true podcaster.
There's so much great content on that. My team and I reviewed it today. It was just so extraordinary. Like the knowledge you have around SEO, all of that was just extraordinary. So I'm happy to share that.
Yeah. Thanks. So you had a lot of great input too. We geared it more towards podcasting, so it was different from what was on the show today. Although we did get to meet Meg last night, which was very cool.
She's charming.
So we had to have her back on the show today.
Well, that's it for us. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the U.S. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. We'll see you again next week on Passage to Profit.